Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, broadcasting live from beautiful Seattle, Washington, today, September 11th, 2013. It is a very hot day here, which I am loving. It's in the 90s. For those of you who are on the metric system, that would be in the 30s. And it's quite uncommon, but very much appreciated in September. It's actually a representation of these new energies that we're moving through and experiencing. There's a lot of reports coming out right now about all these new phenomenons and magnetic changes that are happening in our solar system, and we're feeling it here on Earth, in the weather, in the energies, in the rays, and what we're receiving from the sun. So a lot is going on right now. No doubt you are feeling that in your life, and I'm going to provide a little bit of insight and understanding around that today. Today's show is all about creating your new soul experience, and I am delighted to share with you some channeled wisdom around the bigger, higher perspectives of what's happening right now, because there's a lot happening. But what I like to do is to make it simple, make it practical, and make it applicable to your life so that you can really take this information and run with it. So I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But as always, I like to share with you a few updates and announcements, just so you are aware of some things that are going on. I received today a very timely question about gossip and what's the meaning of gossip, what is the high vibe alternative to it. And being an astrologer, I took a look at some of the transits that are happening right now and realized that in the middle of September, communication issues are going to be quite dominant, and specifically September 14th through the 20th. And this includes gossip, manipulation, mind control, telepathy, what we say in conversations with others, what we say in conversations with ourselves. So this question was quite timely, and I've decided to do a whole show on this very topic, and it's going to be on Friday, this Friday, September 13th, where I'm going to talk about what this means, the pushes and nudges that are going on right now in our communication practices, both unconscious and conscious. So please join me for that show. It's going to be a special episode on Friday. It'll be at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And as always, you can download it onto iTunes at any time afterwards and listen to it at your convenience. Another show that's coming up for you next week, September 18th, I'm going to have a wonderful guest here. Irma K. Sawyer is going to be here talking about her books. She has books out now about cosmic love, about being an empath, and about abundance. And I feel that we're going to have a very fun conversation. I just love her energy. Maybe you're familiar with her on Facebook. She has a few different pages She has Bright Star Empowering Consultant, or Consulting Services, I believe is one name. She has Cosmic Weather, and then she publishes through Starfield Press. So look for Irma. She will be here live with us next week, and we're going to have a great conversation about many different topics that I think you will enjoy and relate to. Also, I wanted to let you know, this is a bit of a sneak peek, that I have some more books coming out later this year. And I have put them live on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, under the tab Best-Selling Books. You can see my current release, The Art of Trapeze, which hit number one in two categories on Kindle in less than 3 days. Pretty exciting. And then I have three more books that are listed there for you now. One is called Trapeze Travels, and that is about my travels through seven European cities, the energies and experiences I had there, what I learned, what I experienced, and it's more of a joyful take on it. It isn't deep spiritual knowledge, but it is meant to bring you insights about your own travels and an understanding around the different places on the globe. That's going to be out, as well as a book called Conscious Messages. It's channeled. It's a collection of 18 channeled messages, and it's about spiritual wisdom and inspirations for awakening. And then another book called Conscious Thoughts. And this is about connecting with your soul's language. So all three of these, plus a few more, are going to be coming out by the end of this year. And I'm offering exclusive deals to everyone on my email list. You will hear about it first. You will know when the books are out before the public does. So get on that email list and sign up to be in the loop there. And that is how I will announce all the deals first. So I recommend doing that, and you might want to do it before October. Maybe that's a clue. In this show, I'm doing spirituality shout-outs, and I have a great one for you this week. He's been a guest here on this show. He's going to be back here in October, and it is the one and only intuitive astrologer, Rick DiClemente. His book, The Exquisite Zodiac, is receiving some wonderful reviews through national publications. It is an excellent resource. Regardless of if you know anything about astrology, Rick's book, The Exquisite Zodiac, has wonderful understandings about the archetypes, about the energies, about the bigger picture and connecting it to who you are and your experience. So my shout-out this week goes to Rick DiClemente for all of the wisdom and knowledge he's sharing and for the growing number of people who are connecting to his insights. He's a great man. He will be back here the middle of October to talk with us about some of the astrology that's coming up this fall and into the winter. Some big things are happening, and we're going to connect with him. So know that that is coming up. And make sure that you are in touch with this show and following along on Blog Talk Radio. So let's get to today's topic. Now, if you're brand new to the show, welcome. Thank you for being here. Each of these shows is actually a channeled message. I don't know what's going to come through until I'm either talking to you or a little bit before the show starts. I prefer that. I have no notes. I have no messages here. The only thing I have in front of me is my phone. I literally sit here and talk to you from my phone in my office and see what comes through. That is very comfortable for me. When I channel, I am conscious. I am aware. My voice doesn't change. I just keep talking, which is probably why I like this show, is because I can just keep talking. And it allows information to just stream through. It's important for me to be in my human body, to be the ultimate spiritual being, having a human experience that I can be. And that is how I prefer to receive information. That is something that is available to every person who chooses it. It's not just a special skill reserved for a few, which is what it has been through the past few decades. It's available to many. And so it's important to trust that for yourself to follow the way that you are developing your spiritual skills and abilities, your intuition, your understanding, what you are drawn to do. And I'm hearing so strongly that it's not going to be what everybody else is doing, because we're living in a new time now where the doors are thrown wide open and a lot of different modalities and specialties are needed. There is room for them. There is an audience for everything. There is enough consciousness on the planet now that you can share your unique, special, beautiful essence in the way that fits for you. That is very much a part of this new experience we're creating for ourselves. We are living in a time on the planet where the energy has never been higher, where there is a lot of information, so many resources, a lot of books. It's no coincidence that self-publishing has taken off right now. It's because there are so many people who have messages to share, wisdom to offer, teachings to put out there. And it's really easy think that you are continually a student or a receiver of that information instead of seeing how you are also a teacher and a giver of wisdom as well. And so part of the new energy that we're working in or living in and working with is that it's time for your energy to move out there. And I'm literally seeing, as I say that, like the opening of a front door and like your spirit guide like pushing you out, like get out there. Do your work. Do what you want to do. Follow your gut, your heart. Go for it. That is a huge energy right now. It's the push. And it's going to feel a little uncomfortable. It's like jumping out of the nest after being really comfortable and staying where you are and feeling like, okay, this is a good place to be. Well, now it's time to fly. It's time to get out of the nest and to jump. And we have had, through multiple lifetimes, experiences of that not going well. Whether you were persecuted, judged, killed, XYZ, right? Think of anything that could be terrible that would happen as a result of that. It's different now. It's different. It's safe. It's time. We are encouraged to go for it because it's why you're here. You chose to be a part of this global energy, of the global push, to move humanity forward, but also to move yourself forward. And so the new soul experiences that we are creating right now are going to feel a little foreign and a little uncomfortable, or maybe even a little bit, you could have some fears come up, but here's the thing. You came here with everything you need, period. And before this show started, I was speaking with my team about this topic today. And something they want to point out is that the phrasing new soul experience isn't that you're a new soul. It's more that your soul's new experience. So perhaps the words need to be interchanged there. But the idea is that your soul is here to have a new experience on the planet that's never had before. It's here to make dreams come true. It's here to really own your journey, all of your talents, all of your gifts, all of your abilities. It's here to make it real, to not just think about it or talk about it, but to put it into action. And that has been the holdup in the spiritual communities for a while because we've become really good at conversing, at intending, at setting the energy, at doing our vision boards and talking about manifesting, and that's all important. And now it's time to do it. Now it's time to take all of that and put it into action. And so here's the visual I got that my team gave me. And this metaphor makes me laugh because it's maybe it's a little overdone, but you have a toolbox, right? Yes, you do. You have a toolbox, and it's as big as you imagine it to be. Or maybe it's small and you keep it right there in your hands and it's portable. In your toolbox, right there, you have everything. And imagine a builder, carpenter, whatever feels right for you, opening up that toolbox and taking out a hammer and looking at that hammer and saying, do I have permission to use this? Is it okay if I maybe start to hammer away at something? Or you take out these nails, you have all these nails, and you're thinking, oh gosh, I hope I don't have too many. Is it okay if I use every nail? Or you're opening up from the toolbox and you pull out a drill or a ruler and you're looking around and you're looking for somebody else to give you permission. Is it okay if I just turn on this drill for a minute and take care of something? Is that something that a master builder would do? The answer is no. And I hope you're nodding along and feeling that. No, and this relates to the shows I've just done around the spiraling energies of 2013 and the show about money and abundance. You have everything you need. You don't need to ask permission. You don't need validation. You can make up excuses for yourself if you're not ready. You can say, oh gosh, I'm not ready yet to quite use that hammer, but I'll come back to it, I promise. That's okay. You can make that choice. But the main point here that Spirit wants us all to know so strongly is that you have it. You have everything. But what have you picked up and put back down? What if you picked up that drill and you were looking for permission? And you were walking around to everyone else and saying, is it okay if I use this? I don't want to be too loud. I don't want to disturb you. And they say, why would I care if you use your drill? See, nobody wants to hold you back unless you're using that as an excuse. Where are you holding yourself back? Where are you seeking validation from others, permission from others, even encouragement from others? You know, we all need encouragement at times. We all need the inspiration, the affirmation, that little push forward, and that's going to continue. So I'm not saying that's bad at all. That's necessary, and it's wonderful. But you have to also source that from within. You have to give that to yourself. So you pick up that drill, and you know what? You say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, and maybe I don't know exactly how to work it, but I'll figure it out. I'm a smart cookie. I've got this. So what you're doing that's really key right now is that you're shifting into a gear where you're owning yourself and your energy, your talents, and you're giving it to yourself in a way that is 100% all you need. And so you are changing from looking for the permission, the validation, anything else externally, and you're giving that to yourself because you're seeing that you have everything. And maybe there's some new tools there in that toolbox that you just didn't see before. You know, it's at the bottom corner in the back, and you're just realizing you had it. And now it's your favorite thing. It's your favorite new tool. Maybe there's something that you're realizing, oh, yeah, I've used this for a while, and I'm just going to let it rest here for a bit while I play with something else. One of the main energies of this is that it's moving from being a seeker into an owner, okay? And here's what I've been told from Spirit. Here's what's coming through. For decades, we have relied on numerous people to help us know ourselves better. Beautiful. Awesome. You go into a bookstore and you go into the self-help section, hundreds of books, right? You go online, millions of websites. The ability to find information now is easier and faster than ever. It's also cheaper. It's free. This show is free. It's one of my gifts to you every week. I just want to give. And so there's a lot of information out there. But one thing you want to be aware of is that when you are looking for information, it's easy to stay in the seeker role. We are constantly looking for more. It can become an addiction, and I'm not kidding. It can become this addiction where you're constantly feeding off of others' messages, other people's wisdom, the next book. Does not pertain to my books, of course. But the next thing, I mean, it can become this unconscious addiction where you feel like you always have to be accumulating more information and more knowledge. And the message I am receiving so strongly from Spirit right now for you, if you're listening to this, it's probably because of this very reason, is that you don't have to keep searching. You have it. Are you listening? Are you owning it? Are you really embracing everything you've learned at this point? You're moving from being that seeker to being the owner of the energy. And it's owner, like with a capital O. It's that mastery energy of, yes, you will still have questions. Yes, you will still want to read weekly messages and monthly messages and all that, of course. You know, it can be fun. It can be great reminders. But it's changing the energy upon which you are relying on it. You are instead relying on yourself, and you're tuning into your own toolbox and really cherishing it. It's embracing and loving yourself for what you do know and for who you are and your own unique energy. And this is it's a conversion. You know, it's moving from one role into another. It's why so much is changing right now. It's why you could be experiencing a lot of changes right now, because your team is guiding you through this. Your spiritual team is helping you move into this new role. And that is meant to be for your highest and best good. That's part of the awesome plan that you're probably sensing on some level. It's like you can feel it. It's something that you're vibrating to, but you can't see it or touch it or know it. And it's in those times when our fears can come up. That's why I just did that show on money and abundance, because that's usually one of the first fears that comes up. And it relates to our survival. It relates to how we connect to the abundance of the universe. That show, you know, you're free to, of course, listen to that show again if you need reminders. It's really important to have it in your psyche, how abundant you are and how you are naturally connected to the energies of abundance. But again, you have to source that for yourself. You have to affirm that and do that energetic connection for yourself. So getting back to this toolbox metaphor, you have your tools. You have what you need. Yes, you will still be interested in other people and their messages and their books and their resources and all kinds of cool stuff. It just changes the energy into being more sharing instead of primarily seeking. And it's taking what you already know and you're allowing yourself to bask in the essence of your own energy. And personally for me, it's the greatest high. When I need that quick infusion, or if I'm looking for something to lift me up or to make things clear, I go to myself as a source, of energy. I go to my team, and part of that could be going for walks, sitting quietly, just depends whatever I need. But I go to me, to source, what I need. And 100% all the time, it's amazing, and I just feel like I've created, I don't even know how to measure it, but I've created all this instant happiness and joy and comfort and peace, and it's incredible. And that's what's available to all of us. That's what we are owning even more. And when you do that, you're also opening up to your confidence, your strength, your talents, your gifts, more flow, more joy. And it's from that very place that you start to build and create exactly what you want. So when you think about that toolbox and you think about your hammer and your nails and all these awesome things you have, you grab them and you use them and you say, of course I can build whatever I need to. Of course I can. I can build the biggest house on the block because that's what I want. That's what I'm ready for. That is my dream. And you're sourcing it from your own energy. You're not going over to your neighbor's box and stealing their nails or relying on their wood or their drill. No, you are owning it. You're using it from you. And you're building it from a very strong foundation. Now, what we're seeing in the world are people who, for a few different reasons, don't have that strong foundation and things are crumbling. And maybe you've experienced that in your own life, and I get it. I've had that too, where you have built things and they fall apart. Or you have, you know, you've had that dream job, or you were in a marriage, or you experienced great financial success, or I don't know, whatever it is for you, and then it all goes away. It's all over. It's done. It's complete. That is not a fun experience. But the point of it isn't what you lost. It's what you're ready to now recreate with new energy, with your new sense of power. That's part of what I share with you in my memoir, The Art of Trapeze, was about how I created this phase of my life based on one energy. When it all ended, I was able to make a choice to infuse my life with higher energy, with more of what represented me and my essence. And when I did that, I created this whole new dream for myself. What is your new dream? That is what is supported at this time. That is what your soul is ready to create with you. It's the new dream. Isn't that amazing? I think it's quite incredible that we can be living in an era where we have unlimited potential to create our dreams. And that's how I see it. I never had just one dream for my life. I probably had 50 gazillion. And okay, that's a lot of work. But I feel that we have so many potentials. And I know that it is, there's a practical component of, okay, Molly, that's great, you know, 50 gazillion dreams, great, good for you. How am I going to pay the mortgage? What am I going to do to make sure that there's food on the table? And we have those practical concerns. But this is where you, as a master soul, work with the energy to ensure that your needs are always taken care of. There are so many different ways this can play out, and it's not something I can just go into here in the show. It's something that I do help people with in the astrology sessions. So if you're looking for any guidance on that, check out the website, because that is where I do lots of one-on-one counseling with people all over the world. I've worked with clients in over 20 countries who are looking for this guidance. So connect with me there on the website, consciouscoolchic.com, if you want more specifics for you. But the idea is that you're limitless, and yes, there are certain themes to your life, and yes, there are certain lessons, and yes, there are certain things that we all have to learn and we come up against challenges and we have these phases where we're adjusting. But when you get to the other side of it, you see that you have so much you can still do. And that is this new soul experience right now. What do you want? Not what do you think you can have, because that's a limitation. What do you want? It's the ultimate question, right? How do you want to feel on a daily basis? When you start the day and you're in the flow and you're in your own energy and you're doing what you love, what does that feel like? One of the reasons, here's a confession, one of the reasons why I love what I do right now is because I can't stop. It's actually become a problem in that I'm almost too much of a workaholic. I have too much going on. That's not good. I've had to balance that out and cut back and say no and, you know, rein things in. But I love what I do so much, I literally have had problems stopping. And I am grateful for that. I am 100% grateful that I love what I do, that I get up every day and I get excited about the people I work with, about doing this radio show, about who I connect with, all these things. I'm just so excited. And that's because I got really clear on what I wanted to feel and I believed in myself. And that's a big part of this, is believing in yourself. One of the main themes right now is understanding how amazing we are, is seeing that we can do so much, that we have the potential to be anything, that we have the support to follow our real true dreams. And that is going to continue to be a theme. We have, let's see, and I'm, okay, by 2014, there are going to be more ways for you to shine your light if you're focused on being in alignment right now with who you really are. That's really what it's about. It's about being who you really are. And energies throughout 2013, the last part of this year, are going to be pushing and... even pushing sounds like there's force there, but it's going to be helping you be in alignment with you. And that is part of what this lifetime is about. The fact that we're here on Earth right now, it means that we knew there was going to be a lot of big changes happening. We didn't come here just to put our feet up on the porch and drink iced tea every day. We came here because we knew there were huge changes happening, that we could contribute, we could be a part of it, and we could have everything we want as a result of participating in those changes. But there's action to take, there's work to do, there are choices to make, there are relationships that have to end, there are work scenarios that no longer fit you, there are all these areas of life that are changing. And we go into our fear and, oh, no, and, oh, did I mess up? And did I miss something? And did this go wrong? And we start to question it. But the bigger perspective is that this is why you're here, is to move away from what you no longer are into the highest and best vision and expression of yourself. And that is what we all have in common right now. That's why we're all in this together. It's why we are connecting with each other. It's how we can support and uplift one another, knowing that there's enough of everything. There's enough money. There's enough Facebook pages. There's enough tweets. There are enough online events. There's enough connections and information. There's enough. There's more than enough for every person to be successful. Absolutely. What do you want to be successful for? What do you want to be known for? What is calling to you that you've been ignoring or putting off? Because I would make, I'm going to make a bold prediction here, that whatever part of you has been pushed to the side or left in the corner is going to do a lot to get your attention throughout the rest of this year and into next year. Because it's the very part of you that is actually going to help you move forward. Now, looking at this toolbox that you all have, that we all have, that we already own, that we're fully equipped to use, it's really about giving yourself that permission to do what you need to do, to make the changes you need to make. And, you know, that's another key word right now is changes. Changes are going to continue to happen. How do you deal with change in your life? Is it something you run from or avoid? Do you embrace it? Do you welcome it? Just looking at that right there is going to help you move through and understand some of these bigger developments that are happening, both globally and individually. Change is going to continue. It could happen very quickly. So just have that on your radar. But that's the name of the game right now. But know, too, that your soul is directing you forward, moving you forward. And I'm feeling quite excited about all of this. And I feel rewards for people. I feel more self-love, self-respect, self-ownership. A lot of good vibes around this for those who really step into it and own it and who are excited about what they can make and create with their toolbox. It's almost like, how big can you make your dreams, or how amazing can you make your life? That's one of the calls to action right now. And this is part of the new experience for our souls, because we haven't had this level of support before. See, we don't, in human form on this planet, we've had some lifetimes that have been quite joyful. We just forget about those because we didn't learn a hard lesson, or we don't have this karmic residue with somebody. But you have very uplifting lifetimes where you were successful, you were abundant, you were rich, you probably had some roles in royalty, whether that's informal or informal or various cultures. Most people do. And that's part of the balance. You might think you have more lifetimes in poverty, but I bet you have lifetimes in abundance and comfort, just as many. So keep that in your mind. So, okay, I wasn't planning on talking about this, so I'm going to just follow the thread here, which is that when we're doing our work, we come up against our lifetimes where we have unfinished business or incomplete lessons or stuff that's still transpiring in relationships or emotions or whatever, right? We notice all the unfinished business, or we notice what isn't at the highest level. However, keep in your mind that if you're coming up with those scenarios, you're also experiencing, or you also have access to experiences on the other side of the scale. So connect that. And if you're having money problems right now, connect to lifetimes where you were prosperous and rich and donated to local governments. You know, balance it out so that you're really giving yourself the fuller perspective here. And this is also important because what we are creating right now is so special, and it's setting up a lot of other opportunities that we can't even see yet. And so Spirit just wants you to know that not only you have everything in your toolbox, you are able to flow and move through change gracefully. You're able to balance out experiences, energetic lifetimes with other energetic lifetimes to create that balance point in the middle. And it's so important to source from yourself right now, to really source from within, to continually love yourself as you move through the changes. Honor your needs, honor your wisdom, honor your choices, and have that be part of your MO, part of how you operate in the world. All is in divine order, and that can be elusive when we're moving through big changes, but it's always in divine order because you're moving forward into this new experience that is being guided by a much bigger energy, a much bigger part of you. And I mentioned before on the show that we're in a transition period until 2015 at least. But just keep that as the roadmap for yourself. You know, here we are, we're only in 2013. We still have 2014 and there's 2015. There's dynamic changes that are still going to be occurring, but that's what it's about right now. And you have everything you need. And you're not alone. You're not alone. So connect to your team, connect to guidance in whichever ways are comfortable with you, whichever ways resonate with you. And have conversations with yourself about what do you want? What do I want? And that can change, you know, and it probably will. But the idea is that you're creating this dialogue that's based on your own energy that is helping you feel very strong and empowered as you build this next phase and as you live more fully from your own energy. And that, my friends, is really what the plan is. That is what's happening here, is that we're building it right now. And as I'm saying this, I'm getting a visual of one of my favorite places on Earth, which is over in Versailles, France. Marie Antoinette had her farm. And on her farm, it was this place where she could escape palace life. And she had a working dairy. She had a windmill. She has a pond. She has a beautiful garden, amazing vegetables. It was just a place for her to go and be in nature. And this environment had, I'm trying to remember, 9 different buildings. I used to live near Versailles, and I would go there to Marie Antoinette's hamlet. That's what it is. It's her hamlet. And just be in that energy and be in that space, because for me it was quite idyllic. And I'm getting the visual that that is essentially what we have the potential to create, is your own special environment that is not only a place to escape, but it's your reality that has everything you need. And so maybe you're building one part of your dream now, and then you'll build another part of a dream, and then you'll add more. But it's just idea that you are creating a special place that represents your energy, that nourishes you, that excites you, that is you, and it's filled with the bigger part of your energy. It's like you are the trees and the grass and the buildings and the water and the birds and the artichokes. That's what I'm feeling. So that's the last image I want to give you for this show. Thank you for being here. Please join me on Friday live as I talk about some of the astrology that's coming up here as we move through September. Grab your chart and play along, because I'm going to talk about six, and I hope it is good information for you. Thank you for being here. So happy. And if you want to share this show, I would love it. Please pass this on if you know of other people who could benefit from this information. Thank you so much, my friends. Namaste.
Just live my moment.